Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you a moment of truth and discernment. Hey, my topic for today, men who claim Christ. Hey, how's your fruit? You know, as we go out and minister across the country, we go to religious buildings and stand outside with signs. I can't help but see the sad fruit of man-made church versus the ecclesia, the called out ones of God. Man-made church. We see men that are going into these buildings that are worldly, they're carnal, they're tattooed up, they're pierced, they're wearing all kinds of immodest, tight clothing, listening to worldly music. We know many of them. They're worldly in their ways. They love movies, sports, vile video games. This is not about legalism. We don't work for salvation, but here's a fact. If Christ has changed your heart through faith, repentance, and being born again, the rest of the gospel is obedience and holiness, obeying his word and enduring in that till you die. Sadly, I don't see this in very many Christian men at all. I see lots of worldliness because worldliness keeps you connected to the people of the world, and that fills up buildings and that finds you favor. A good example would be Christmas. If a man would study the holiday of Christmas, he'd see it's a Roman Catholic pagan holiday. He would not see it instituted or taught in God's word. He would see God says, keep my ways and my traditions. Paul said that in 2 Thessalonians 2. He would leave Christmas, but you see, men are feminized. Their wives like it, so they stay in it. Pastors like it because it brings many people in the door, possible new Sunday goers and more donations. So Christian men, you're claiming Christ, how's your fruit? Jesus said you will know a tree by its fruit. And the trees that don't produce good fruit, they're cut down and they're thrown in the fire. Now, this isn't about works, man. This is about if you're claiming Christ and you're claiming faith in him and you're claiming you're born again, that's the only way you're going to get eternal life. John 3:3 says you must be born again. If you're claiming those things, then the Bible says you must obey, Hebrews 5:9. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commands. Part of his commands are we are set apart from the world. That's what holy means, to be set apart from the world. I see men involved in football, movies, all kinds of vile sports, all kinds of media, youth sports for their children. This is not setting you apart. We see a lot more men these days adorning themselves, jewelry, tattoos, goofy-looking hairdos, wild clothing, immodest clothing, acting like teenagers when they're in their 30s and 40s. Not that it's proper for teenagers. It's certainly not proper for men that are in their 30s and 40s. So this is a wake-up call to you men out there. If you are walking around claiming Christ and you have rotten fruit, and you're just like the world, you may not be born again at all. Unless you're rebelling and you know what you're supposed to be doing, then go do it. But maybe you've never been taught what a true man of God is. A true man of God is holy, set apart for God. He's born again. He's following all the ways of God. He's studying God's word, feasting upon it. He's obeying it and implementing the things that he's been learning. He doesn't just go to church. Man-made Sunday church is man-made religion. What you need to be is a true child of God through faith and repentance and being born again. And then you live and be his body like being married. Do you realize, men, you're the bride of Christ? You want your wife to be faithful to you every day in every way. You need to be faithful to God every day in every way. Yet that isn't happening because people are keeping Sunday religion. Holy on Sunday, maybe Wednesday night too. Worldly, carnal, and living their own life the rest of the time. God will not be mocked. Galatians 6 tells us that. God knows your heart. God knows who you love more than him, what you love more than him. God knows who are his true people. You can't fool him. So I would encourage you, if you really want to serve God and you really want to see heaven one day and be forgiven of your sins, you need to take stock of your life. Paul says first in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself. Make sure you're in the faith. I was a worldly, carnal, so-called Christian man for many years. No one taught me, no modern pastors, no deacons, no elders. They did not teach me the truth of God's word. I had to go into God's word and learn it for myself. And the wake-up call was, I'm going to be turned away because I'm worldly, I'm carnal, I'm unbiblical, I'm disobedient. I was not truly born again in Christ. If I was, I'd be obeying him and keeping his word, not being obedient to the world and keeping man-made religion. So, men, how is your fruit? You need to be a fruit tree for God and have godly fruit. And guess what? It's going to cost you. Salvation costs you nothing. Do you know what all this will cost you? Your best friends who don't want to give up football and drinking. It may cost you family members who say, what do you mean you're leaving man-made church? Our family's been Baptist for our whole generation, many generations. You need to study what God's true New Testament body is. It's people that gather and hold each other accountable. They don't need buildings. They don't need Sunday religion. They don't need denominational names. They don't need instrumental music. They don't need feminism. This is a big one. Feminism. We see men everywhere feminized. We see men, when I go out street witnessing, that want to stand and talk about the things of God, but their wife pulls them away because she wants to go shopping. This is feminization. We see men who say they believe that women should dress biblically and head cover and not wear makeup, but they tell us, but how do we stop our wives and our daughters from doing it? They're feminized. We see modern pastors that say, what you say is true, but I'll empty this building if I start teaching that stuff. And we have bills to pay and I got a salary to make here. So, men, your fruit has a big part of whether or not you've been feminized. We see it everywhere. And so we challenge you to take up the call of God, repent of all your sins, truly be born again. God promises he'll give you a new heart if you turn to him. He'll give you wisdom. And our website is there to help you. Don'tperish.com, our teaching blog. Hundreds of articles on modern pastor, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, Sunday ritual, religion, worldliness, sports, entertainment, carnality, all of these things. We help you how to gather, how to become a New Testament home fellowship. You don't need to go to church. You need to be the bride and body of Christ. Do you see the difference? Yeah, it's a big difference. So go there. Go to don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. You're listening to an audio here. Go to our teaching blog, hundreds of articles, hundreds of audios to help you in the true faith, to help you with your fruit. Take stock of yourself. Do you love those ways more than the things of God? Don't let people lie to you and tell you, oh, that's legalism. Guess what? Keeping God's New Testament word, not the Old Testament, it's good to keep the law of God. And much of the Old Testament, murder, idolatry, don't being like the world, those are all echoed in the New Testament for God's people today. So we have articles on legalism as well. So the call out is to men. How's your fruit? You like the world. Have you been feminized? Have you fallen prey to man-made religion? Hey, here's one in closing. How much time do you spend studying and understanding and memorizing and applying the Word of God versus football, TV, movies, video games, hobbies, hunting, fishing? I had a deacon, a Baptist deacon, not long ago tell me, I wish I knew the Word of God as well as you do. And then I asked him, hey, I'm nothing special. I threw my TV out. Now I study God's Word. How much time do you spend watching TV? You know what he said to me? Way too much. Way more TV than the Word of God. So there's his fruit. It's rotten. And that was a deacon. Test yourself. Get yourself in line with God's Word. Get yourself in line with the blood covenant of Christ through faith and repentance. And let me know how I can help you walk in his ways and encourage you. It will be a lonely, narrow road walk. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ promised. He said, few will make it. You look around your Sunday building, not many of those people, men and women, are going to make it to heaven. Few. I want you to be one of the few, men. Let me know I could help you. Till next time, this has been Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Thanks for listening. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.